Shout it loud, hallelujah. Say louder, hallelujah. Right there where you are, sing this song loud and clear. Power must change and be my no matter what that they may say. Power must change and be my no matter what the devil may say.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. What the devil may say, power must change hands in my life. No matter what the devil may say, in Jesus' name.
Within the next few minutes, beloved, if you want the greatest church of God here this morning, let your voice be the loudest as you sing these songs of praise in the name of the Lord. Glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. Sing with a loud voice unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. All power belong to Jesus. All power belong to Him. All power belong to Jesus. All power belong to God.
All powers belong to Jesus. All powers belong to God. All powers belong to Jesus. All powers belong to God. All power belongs to Jesus. All powers belong to God. All powers belong to Jesus. All powers belong to God. All powers belong to Jesus. All powers belong to God. All powers belong to Jesus. All powers belong to God. All powers belong to Jesus. All powers belong to God. All powers belong to Jesus. All powers belong to God.
Jesus shall live forevermore. Hallelujah.
He shall reign forevermore.
Jesus shall live forevermore. Hallelujah.
He shall reign forevermore.
The King of Kings shall reign forevermore.
He shall reign forevermore.
Jesus shall reign forevermore.
He shall reign forevermore.
The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke.
He has given us the victory again and again. The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us the victory again and again. The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us the victory again and again. The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us the victory again and again. The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us the victory again and again. The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us the victory again and again.
Kelerenchimo, one name
Kelerenchimo,
na
chimemela.
Kelerenchimo,
yan nem Kelerenchimo, na chimemela.
Kelerenchimo,
Yanem Kelerenchimo, na chimemela.
Oh yes, in a kabigi.
Ike di nobara, ike di nobara, ike di nobara ya.
Oh yes, in a kabigi.
Ike di nobara, ike di nobara, ike di nobara ya.
Oh yes, in a kabigi.
Ike di nobara, ike di nobara, ike di nobara ya.
Kosagbara, tonda biji Jesu.
Kosagbara, tonda biji Baba. Kosagbara, tonda biji Jesu.
Agbara,
agbara, agbara, agbara toja agbara lo.
Kosoruko,
kosoruko, tonda biji Jesu. Kosoruko, tonda biji Baba. Kosoruko, tonda biji Jesu. Oruko, oruko, oruko tojo oruko lo.
By the reason of anointing, every yoke must be broken.
By the reason of anointing, every yoke must be broken.
Every yoke must be broken.
By the reason of anointing,
every
yoke must be broken.
Every yoke must be broken.
By the reason of anointing,
every
yoke must be broken.
Every yoke must be broken.
By the reason of anointing,
every
yoke must be broken.
Every yoke must be broken.
By the reason of anointing,
every
yoke must be broken.
Every yoke must be broken.
By the reason of anointing,
every
yoke must be broken. Every yoke must be broken.
All eyes closed. There are seven persons in this program. Just last night, you were taken to the coven in your dream. They have actually withdrawn your blood. It is by the grace of God that you are here. But something is happening right now. Right there where you are standing, there is a recovery angel by your side. And is putting back into your body everything that has been stolen in the coven. That's the first person. That's number two. That's number three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Yes. I have a word for somebody here. I don't know who you are, but this word is for you, and it's a strange word. The Lord said, I should tell you that all the congregation and association of darkness that have commanded you to die, that before you leave this program, they shall all expire. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to count seven from here. And those who are here, whoever you are, and there are some stubborn enemies bearing things to harm you, as I count seven from here, the power of God shall fall upon you, and whatever they bury shall attack them. One. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. Whatever they are buried against you shall attack them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for a time like this. And we thank you for bringing us to this program. We thank you because there is no power that can pull down your power. For your power is the absolute power. Your power is the imperial power. Your power is the power that no man can contest with. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, we are gathered here now because of your word, because of your name. And so by the decree that sank Pharaoh in the Red Sea, by the decree that brought down Goliath, by the decree that slapped Aaron with worms, by the decree that fed the enemies of Daniel to the lion they set up for him. Every one of your children gathered here, any challenge the enemy is bringing your way, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, by that decree, I pull them down in the name of Jesus. I pull them down. 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 The power of God, in the name of Jesus, in this place, I pull them down. In the name of Jesus. Any good thing that has been stolen from anyone here, right there where you are standing, repossess your possession. Repossess your possession. Repossess them. Repossess them. Repossess them. Repossess them. Repossess them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. A louder amen. A louder amen. Before you sit down, can you walk up to seven persons and said, in the name of Jesus, your joy shall be full. Say it to seven persons right now. Have your seat. God bless you. Deliverance from the 7S. And I want you to listen to me very carefully. Not only listen to me carefully, but to prepare yourself for some strange prayers of deliverance. And like I used to tell you here, deep problems require deep prayers. Strange problems require strange prayers. Mysterious problems require mysterious prayers. Wicked problems require wicked prayers. When you face an enemy that is not ready to stop until you expire, then you too will have to pray a prayer that will make that enemy to expire. You have to stop them before they stop you. Because if you allow them to stop you, they could get born again later and the Lord will accept them. But you will have been destroyed. Deliverance from the 7S. What are these things? The first one is sin. Deliverance from sin. Two, setbacks. Deliverance from setback. And I'm praying for somebody here. Any power that has reduced your speed, that is shortcutting your acceleration, as you shout seven amens now, they shall expire in the name of Jesus. The third one is shame. Shame. Shame is a prostitute. Shame is a prostitute. It can spread to anywhere. And it can mesmerize anyone. But I know something. That the Lord that has brought you here today who said, but thou will not leave his soul in hell, neither will thou suffer your Holy One to see corruption. That as you shout another seven amen, every arrow of shame fired against you shall double up sevenfold and go back to the senders in the name of Jesus. The fourth one is sickness. Sickness can stop a man, can truncate a destiny. And this is why I'm decreeing by the decree of God here. But by that blood that was shed on Calvary, any sickness, conscious, unconscious, hidden or open, troubling anyone, by that shed blood of Jesus, I command them to die in the name of Jesus. The fifth one is stagnancy. Stagnancy is terrible. If you remain stagnant, it means you are not going forward. It means those that you have passed will catch you. It's like a student that's not promoted from one class to the other. Those junior students will catch him up. Then the tragedy of stagnancy, that if you don't arrest it, it will go to the next stage, which is decay. I'm praying right now that every agenda of stagnancy for any life here, any agenda of stagnancy for any life here, I bury them now in the name of Jesus. The sixth one is the stoppers. They stop a person. This is how far you can go. You can't go further. No one in your family has passed this place. So you cannot pass this level. They stop a person. They silence the voice of a person. I'm praying for somebody here. Any power that wants to stop you from your divine purpose, as you shout a volcanic seven amen, they are buried forever in the name of Jesus. Last one is suffering. Suffering. Any power that wants you to suffer. Any power that wants you to be a visitation of your parents' suffering. Any power that is happy to see you suffering. As you shout these seven volcanic amen, they shall expire in the name of Jesus. Seven things have been mentioned. Sin, setbacks, shame, sickness, stagnancy, stoppers, suffering. But the most dangerous bondage, the most dangerous of them all, sin. Sin is a fountain from which all of them drink. So if you eliminate that sin, you deprive them of their food and their energy. The most dangerous of them is sin. It's like I was at a school some time ago, and I was asking the students, what do you consider as the most dangerous animal on earth? Oh, they shot up their hands. Lion, python, snake, crocodile. They all got it wrong that day. I said, no. The most dangerous animal on earth is a mosquito. Mosquito has killed more people than lions could kill. Looks very tiny, but very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. As I'm speaking to you now, malaria is killing somebody. I'm speaking to you now. Since we started this service to this moment, malaria has killed thousands of people because of that tiny insect that carries the thing about. Sometimes we fight the cobwebs, but we ignore the spider. Whereas if you remove the spider, there will be no longer cobwebs. Sometimes we fight the flower, we fight the branch, we fight the leaves, but we leave the root intact. We leave those things there, and therefore the battle increases. Unfortunately, many of the people who rush to deliverance ground, they are sometimes seeking deliverance from the leaves, the flowers, from the branches, but the root is still intact. And it's unfortunate. Many people actually rush to deliverance ground, seeking to be delivered from the hands of God. Because their problem is not the enemy. It's actually the Almighty that is harassing them. This is a serious matter. You must listen carefully. That's why on deliverance ground, repentance is a message that must be preached all the time. Because immediately the issue of sin is dealt with, the strength of the enemy collapses. It collapses. When you deal with the issue of sin, by dealing with your flesh, every demonic attack against you will not produce anything of serious consequence if that your life is free from sin. Sin is like the airport where the aircraft of demons land. And for the enemy to come against you and to succeed, there must be a ladder. And that ladder is normally sin. Isaiah was a prophet of God, but something blocked him. In Isaiah chapter 6, I read from verse 1. Isaiah chapter 6, from verse 1. Don't go to deliverance ground seeking deliverance from the hands of God who is asking you to repent. When God is calling for repentance, you repent. If you ignore the repentance and you go and concentrate on deliverance, you are wasting your time. You can just obtain a temporary relief, but the problems come rushing back. I'm here to give you maximum assistance. Because I want every prayer you're going to pray here today to help you. This is Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministry. And we do not deceive anybody. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne. I am lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphims. Each one has 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, with 2 he covered his feet, with 2 he did fly. And one cried unto another, saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Smoke normally symbolizes anger. This God was not happy. Then said I, woe is me, for I'm undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And this is what was going on there. Then verse 8, I also heard the voice of the Lord saying, who shall I send? Who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. What a fearful passage. A man is busy running up and down, yet God is saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Why should God be looking for somebody else? Despite of the fact that Isaiah was on ground. Isaiah was walking out preaching and prophesying. But each time heaven looks down, he saw that his position was vacant. So he said, who shall we send? How can a person be occupied with such great work, but his life does not satisfy the cry of heaven? Isaiah did not know that his position has been advertised in heaven, that God is looking for someone else apart from him. This is a cry today that you must take seriously. That God has declared the destiny of many people vacant because he can't find them where he's supposed to find them. And by the time we keep reading in this passage, the only reason for God to advertise the destiny of this prophet is sin. That dangerous bondage. The bondage from which all bondages drink water. Let me tell you one naked truth. very naked truth. People pray, people seek for deliverance, to get relief, to get breakthroughs, make progress, to defeat enemies. But do you know something? That's not the interest of God. The interest of God in your life is to bring us, to bring you, us, all of us, into the image of Christ. That is his major interest. His major interest is not that I receive my deliverance, that I receive breakthrough. His major interest is to bring all of us into the image of Christ. Image of Christ. If you can't measure up to that image, then you get fat to become to get there. If you are fatter than it, you slim down to meet the size. Worship is good. Spiritual warfare is good. Christian love is good. Discipleship is good. Deliverance is good. Hot prayers are good. But the truth, beloved, is that all those things I mentioned, they are not as important to God as our Christ-likeness. We must become like Christ. Christ. To make us that image. Therefore, we're not called to focus on the battle. We're not even called to focus on the devil. Our focus is Jesus. It is looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Satan tries to turn our eyes away from Jesus. Put everything together to make us turn away from Jesus. But the more we turn to Jesus and become close to him, immediately the battle vanishes. The naked truth is this. As a person continues to defeat sin, and you continue to yield yourself to Christ, you build an impenetrable stronghold of his presence around your life. You become touch not my anointed. Do my prophets, no harm. But if all you are focusing on, I want to be free, I want to have breakthrough, I want to have promotion. But God is saying, but you are still drinking. You don't want to address that one. But you are still running after strange women. You don't want to address that one. But you are still smoking secretly. You don't want to hear about that one. But you are still gossiping. You don't want to listen to that one. But you are still trying to pull others down so that you can rise. You don't want to listen to that one. But you are so proud. You are so proud. You are so full of yourself. You don't want to listen to that one. You tell lies. You don't want to listen to that one. You gossip. You don't want to listen to that one. You're a fornicator. You don't want to listen to that one. Your father married 7 wives. And you, as a student in the university now, you already have 14 girlfriends. Somebody said, drop them. You don't want to listen to that one. But you now come to deliverance ground. Every power pressing down my neck, release me. Those powers will not release you. Because there is a ladder. There's something they're holding on to. A woman packaged a dead daughter, dead, to my house in 1995, dead, was crying bitterly. She said, that's the only daughter, that's the only daughter. I fell for her. I didn't know her from anywhere. Brought out my anointing oil, emptied the whole bottle on the lady, and started praying, started praying. After about 10 minutes of Lazarus comfort, kinds of prayer, the mouth of the lady opened and something spoke. Some man of God, what is your problem? Is this person your family member? He said, anyway, you have commanded us to release her. He said, because you made the command, we shall release her. He said, but note, we shall be back. Because she cannot keep away from fornication. She will still continue. So it's that fornication that gave them a ladder to kill her and to put sorrow into the heart of the poor mother. If you're a young person, you're here. You're here. You're still sleeping around. You're not married. You're having sex. Let me announce to you officially that you are digging your grave and you are hiding the spade. You better stop. Because as far as that thing is inside, setback, shame, sickness, stagnancy, stoppers, suffering, all of them will have a free day in your life. Get rid of that sin. The enemy becomes helpless. helpless because there's nothing to use to attack you again. That's why God's major interest is not to remove our problems we're having. God's greatest interest is to make us like Christ, to make us godly. Because he knows that once we are godly, most of those things we are attacking will run away. The cleverly concealed sin is a ladder. Because that sin that you are hiding is not a sleeping dog that should be left alone. Because it will require the constant manufacture and reinforcement of many other sins. That sin is a constant offense to God. And it will be polluting your prayers. It's a signal to God that you are not taking him seriously. You are taking the issue of heaven and hell casually. Sin is revealed in the Bible. The Bible says that covereth his sin shall not prosper. Sin is revealed in the Bible. If you see the policemen pursuing thieves, it's not the thief they are pursuing, it's sin they are pursuing. Most of the doctors, what they are prescribing against sin. Most of the law is just discovering sin. The conscience is condemning sin. And God punishes sin. Sin promises life but pays off with death. Sin will promise profit but pay off with poverty. Beloved, I stand here as someone who has been involved in the ministry of deliverance for years to tell you that sin is dangerous beyond expression and description. But once you deal with it, that sin that is tasteless, that sin that sickens, that sin that you have imagined, the sin that you have played with, the one that you have embraced, the one that sticks to you, the one that flows in your veins, the one that fills your heart. Once you deal with it, you'll be pleasantly amazed that the majority of the battle waged against you collapses. That's the first thing we need deliverance from. It is after we have received deliverance from that one, others can flow. Today, I want to give you the opportunity to deal with your sins so that the prayers we're going to pray now will not have any hindrance. No hindrance at all. So right there where you are, I'd like you to bow down your head. Bow down your head. And confess your sins to the Lord. Any sin you know God has been telling you, stop this, stop that, stop this, stop that. Don't do this again. Don't do that again. Ask him to forgive you. Pornography, addictions, smoking what you should not smoke, going about with all kinds of strange people you should not go about with. Ask him to forgive you right there where you are. Jesus brought you here to bless your life. And right there where you are too, if you are in this meeting now, you are not born again, you've not surrendered your life to Jesus, wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, just rise up on your feet, find a way quickly to the altar here, or any of the two altars at the back. Jesus is waiting for you here. Find a way to the altar very quickly.
Away, mercy, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can
but
Those of you at the altar, I congratulate you. Taking the most important decision in life. Just say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. Now enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children who have surrendered their lives to Jesus today. Father, keep them standing by your power. Write their names in the book of life. Today that they have surrendered their lives to Jesus, let their lives no longer remain the same. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
The rest of us, right there where we are, let's bow our head and begin to tell the Lord, any sin that will hinder my prayers here today, Father, forgive me. Talk to the Lord now.
There is victory within my soul, for the Spirit with me abides. Let the waves of temptation roll, Jesus keeps me but tight. Victory, victory, victory in my soul. I have glorious victories. Jesus took control. Victory, victory, sweeping like a flood. I have glorious victory. Trust on, trust on, believer, though long the conflict be, though yet shall prove victorious, thy God shall fight for thee. Trust on, trust on. Shut down. trust on, trust on the Lord. Lean on His name. I have victory over sin. I have victory over the grave. Even death now has lost its sting. Hallelujah, I know I'm saved. Victory, victory, victory in my soul. I have glorious victory since Jesus took control. Victory, victory, sweeping like a flood. I have glorious victory through Jesus, Lord.
Let's rise to our feet, please. When we come to God in prayers, there are always only two major hindrances to answer to prayers. One is unbelief, doubt. But the fact that you came here this morning shows that you have the faith. The second is sin. And this is why I ask you to confess your sins before the Lord and to repent before Him so that you can be victorious in the prayers of today. Right there where you are, as many people as want victory over these 7 S, with a loud voice, very loud voice, a voice louder than anyone around you. Once you have confessed your sins before the Lord now, with a loud voice, pick any song of praises and sing it loud to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Any song of praises, sing it loud. How great is our God? How great is His name? How great is His love? Forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea and said, I'll never leave you. You shall trust in me. Akatenda likaya boshendera bokumpunto. Amen. The first three prayers I want you to pray. There are 21 prayers. But the first three I want you to pray. Immediately the process of those prayers starts. Anyone being troubled by the power of the emptiers, you make things, they scatter it. Put it together, they scatter it. Something will happen to you while you are standing. A padlock will break. An instrument of darkness will be destroyed. As you pray this prayer, the song, they program things that pepper them into the body. There are those that arrows have been fired into the body, into the brain, into the breast, into the heart. They shall be set free in this first three prayers. There are those whose the animals have been programmed into their bodies. Those animals will receive fire. And they will jump out of their hiding place. Please shout this prayer louder than anyone around you. Sisters, are you here today? Sisters, can you say this after me without any apology to any power? Say, my enemies shall give themselves assignments that will kill them. That's the prayer. Sisters, can I hear you shouting it? Is that the loudest the sisters can shout it? I want the sisters to try harder than that. Brothers, can I hear you roaring like thunder? Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to decree it. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Powers making God a liar in my life. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Something is happening already. In Jesus' name we pray. See what is happening now. Say, every dream and prophecy of death against me. Can you shout it with loud voice? What are you waiting for? Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Every dream and prophecy of death against me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your right hand towards this altar. Father, let this hand stretch forward here. Carry a strange deliverance anointing. In the name of Jesus. Let this hand carry the fire power of God. Let this hand carry the deliverance power of God. To disgrace every plantation of witchcraft. To disgrace every plan of the wicked. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Now, if you are in this meeting and you have any infirmity in any part of your body, smite it mercilessly, shouting, go back to your senders. Let's go! Do it well. Yes, let her go. Let her go. Depart from the head. Depart from the chest. Depart from the intestine. Depart from the legs. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Check your body now. Put your faith into action. Do what you could not do before you got here. See, the activity of the eaters of flesh have been destroyed. Check your body. That swelling place has gone. See what is happening over there. The arrow of death has disappeared. Check your body very, very well. And if God has healed you, don't let the devil put it back. Run quickly to the altar here. Check your body well. Run quickly to the altar here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You, that person over there, the covenant between you and the powers troubling your destiny is broken now in the name of Jesus. It's broken. It's broken.
Makapota nika yabo shende rabo sonto.
Ribo sapanda kayabo.
Aha. Something is being pulled out from the head of somebody over there. Yes, shake that head, shake that head. That's good. The problem is gone. Find a way quickly to the altar here. Don't let the devil put it back. Check that evil things that is like a stone in the womb. Fire is coming upon that womb to burn it to ashes. Yes, check that womb now. Find a way quickly to this altar. See what has happened to that woman over there. The serpent that has been moving in your body for years, the serpent has been destroyed. Find a way to the altar very quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You, the termite of destruction that have been troubling this brother, your time is up. Dry up and die
in the name of Jesus.
The chains of untimely death troubling your family, that person over there, as a result of your coming here today, the chain is broken forever. Find a way to this altar. Yes, the Lord is exchanging, replacing organs that were not functioning properly before. The power of resurrection is falling upon so many people now. Thank you, Jesus. The next three prayers, beloved, requires boiling anger. When I say boiling anger, I mean boiling anger. Don't say, I don't believe this. Just believe me and follow it. Can you shout this with a voice of violence? Shrines of darkness. Every shrine of darkness. Firing arrows at me. Death! In the name of Jesus. Deal with the shrines. Jesus' name we pray. Say, every battle assigned to sell me to strangers. Can you say this loud? You are a liar. Dead. In the name of Jesus. The battles assigned to sell me to strangers. Deal with that battle now. Just receive the touch of the power of God. Receive the touch of the power. Receive the touch of the power. Receive the touch of the power. In Jesus' name we pray. Pass! Assigned to empty me. Backfire!
In the name of Jesus.
I refuse to be emptied. In Jesus' name we pray. Every wicked enemy bragging against me. Can you say that loud and clear? Be disgraced by fire. In the name of Jesus. Something is happening over there. Be disgraced. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. You will now pray these 2-in-1 prayers. And do not stop until I ask you to stop. Because immediately you open your mouth, the angelic operation will start. powers supervising evil load in my life. Carry your load down in the name of Jesus. Open that mouth, open that mouth, open that mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. I stop it because of what I see going on. I see thousands of people who are at the edge of one breakthrough or the other. But there is this evil load that needs to go away so that they can enter into that breakthrough. So with a voice that roars like thunder again, can you shout this loud and clear? Powers! Supervising evil load against me! Carry your load! Down! In the name of Jesus! Yes! Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This next prayer point will bring 2001 breakthroughs. Pray without any apology. Don't be ashamed of what happened. If you are from a village, say village. If you are from a town, say town. Powers! Assigned against me from my village. Is that the loudest you can shout it? Death! In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. A sevenfold amen. A sevenfold amen again. And I'm praying for all those who are celebrating their birthday this month. Shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. The Lord that has preserved you to this month shall continue to preserve your life. It will go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. And if Jesus tarries in his coming, by this time next year, you become a bigger bundle of testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Please stretch your right hand again to this altar. Father, we thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. I pray specifically for any prayer request brought here today. Let the prayer request become testimonies in the name of Jesus. Every prayer request you brought here today shall become awesome testimonies. The God that answered by fire will answer you by fire in the name of Jesus. Father, this answer that stretched forth now, let your anointing for victory, complete breakthroughs, come upon this answer in the name of Jesus. I'm going to count seven from here. Smite your chest area first. Smite it very well. As you do that, anything hidden in the body, hidden arrows, shall begin to jump back to the center. One. Do it very well. Somebody's receiving deliverance already. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
It's happening already. Yes. Do it again. Out of the chest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now the head. The head. Do it aggressively well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Plantation of darkness must go back to the senders. Shout this loud and clear. Any prophecy of darkness bringing battles to my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Powers studying evil books to harm me. Can you say it with boiling anger? Die with your book in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it. In Jesus' name we pray. Any weapon fashioned against my new song and my new dance. Can you say it again loud and clear? Die in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Powers assigned to disgrace my name. Your time is up. Death. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Don't forget that the next palm of St. John's is a water of fire. Yeah. Coming with at least 3 bottles of water. 1 to drink here, 1 to use for your environment, and 1 to keep. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. You shall go from strength to strength. And from glory to glory. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. This month shall be a month of joy for you. A month of victory. A month where every good thing you have been pursuing shall come to your lap. In the name of Jesus. I cover you and your family with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall keep you going and you're coming out. In Jesus' mighty name, any power that wants you to expire shall expire in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. And let us share the grace in fellowship. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. And the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. Surely, all the days shall dwell in the house of forever and ever. 21 Goliath destroyed. Hallelujah, let's go.